This is Morning Edition on New England Public Media. I'm Carrie Healy. We continue our series, Books for Young People, with How to Be a Person by Amherst, Massachusetts writer Catherine Newman. It's a funny, quasi-self-help book for tweens and young teens. It takes them through dozens of basic skills they should learn before they're grown up, from doing the laundry and tying knots to writing thank you notes and managing money. Newman tells New England Public Media's Karen Brown that people often assume children will learn everything they need to know simply by being around their parents. But the recent lockdown period has shown that isn't always true.
It has, you know, lifted the veil off of actually what makes a household run in, I think, a really important way. I think, weirdly, some of this stuff happens behind the scenes, and kids don't even know what's going on, so they can't learn. I'm really aware of people not talking to their kids about how much of their money they give away charitably, which I think is such an important, like, tell your kids you're doing it. You know, don't wait till they go to bed and do it secretly. Like, I just feel like there's so many things. And, you know, stain removal, you're not like, you know, out where everyone's congregating, like spritzing a stain and scrubbing it. Like, that's just happening wherever you do laundry. And so I just feel like some of this stuff the kids can't learn because we're not even showing it to them. They don't even know it happens.
Your book is very accepting. Like, you know, you admit, look, you're going to forget this, or you're going to make a mess, or, you know, all sorts of things. So it doesn't feel judgy at all.
Oh, I'm so glad.
And I'm just curious, did you have to work on that tone? Did you go through a few drafts of getting the right tone, or is that just how you communicate?
I'm really not a perfectionist, which I think made me a good person to write this book. Like, if the bar is set really low in your household, that's great. Like, if nobody really cares if some part of the house is clean, don't clean it. The big piece that I really care about is, how do you live well in community? How do you take care of the other people you live with, your neighbors, your town, extending out?
My sense, even in addition to the mechanics of each of these individual skills,
yeah,
there's an underlying message that you don't have to be scared of independence. You know, you got this. I think.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if there's a converse message for parents who maybe are worried about their kids being independent, or not necessarily worried, but learning how to think about their kids not needing them so much for every little thing. You know, for me, it was interesting just to get a sense of, what should I teach my kids to do for themselves at what point? What should they already know? What should I still be doing for them? So what do you hope that parents get out of reading this?
It is a lot about independence. And like, there's that picture in the back of like a dad basically, you know, pushing his daughter out of a helicopter and she's a parachute. And I love that. And then for me, secretly, I actually always think it's a book about interdependence. That's about relationships. So even though what you are doing is building these skills that you need to have as a person separate from your parents, for example, but they're skills you need to have to live well with people in every situation, you know, even to like work well with people, or to be a good partner to somebody, or a good friend, or a reliable housemate.
When you wrote this book as a collection of skills, it really feels like you, I don't want to call it an agenda necessarily, but you had sort of a deeper purpose. So it's not just learning how to do stuff.
Yeah.
But there's a little bit of a political bent or a social justice bent to it.
Yeah, somebody in a radio interview sort of joked that I turned out to be like more progressive than they thought, because they'd asked me why I hadn't delineated more which skills were for boys and which skills were for girls, which made me feel like they hadn't spent a lot of time with the book, because it is really not a book with skills for boys and skills for girls. And so I think of it as having a feminist agenda, honestly. It's like, if you have an expectation that your girls know how to wrap a gift, or I don't know, clean a bathroom, and you catch yourself not thinking the boys should do it, I hope that's just like a bell of mindfulness. Because we know we want our kids not to grow up to be these people just, you know, lumbering through the house kind of unaware of what's happening.
Catherine Newman's new book is How to Be a Person, and you can find more interviews from our series Books for Young People at nepm.org.